Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio. We have fun and a different free gift each week. Call us now at 1-516-418-5651. Get the goodies and join the show. Or email us anytime at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hear what last week's giftee has to say.
Spooling. Maybe he'll speak, I don't know.
Did it.
Yeah, let me try that again. It didn't work. Okay, well, I guess it's not working.
I did see his picture on the internet with his free gift. It was pretty awesome.
Tim is really an amazing human being. I'm going to try something different and see if I can make it work this way, because know what?
Hey, Gene and Mary and all your wonderful listeners. I just want to thank you for having me earlier this month. It was a joy talking to you both. I encourage everyone to take a break with Gene and Mary weekdays at noon.
Thank you, Tim. There you go.
Very nice. Very nice.
Gene, tell me, what are you taking a break from today?
Well, actually, I'm working in the yard, the garden. It seems to be, like an ongoing thing with every chance I get.
Hey, Gene and Mary and all your wonderful listeners.
That's awesome.
I had to mute the audio. It's rolling. Unbelievable.
That is funny.
You can't get them started. You can't shut them up.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's totally excellent. Actually, what I was doing, like just minutes before I got myself ready to call in, I was thinking about yesterday's show, and we were talking about famous duos. And
yeah.
I was kind of poking around a little bit, thinking of some of my duos that I remember. And we had talked about George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Yeah.
And
Good
Night, Gracie. Yeah, I thought about that as a closing, just a classic closing of its time. And today, on this date today, in 1958, was the last Good Night, Gracie, as they closed the show.
Oh, wow.
The George Burns and Gracie Allen show. Yeah, so today's, on this day in history,
1958. That was before your time, wasn't it?
It was, yes. Well, you know what I did, though? I grew up watching TV mostly in the 60s and in the 70s, but later on now in life, I came back. It's come full circle, and I've discovered over the last 10 years or so a lot of the vintage stuff before that that's just amazing. I mean, TV and movies was such a phenomenon in itself. But so I've completely enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. When we were screening the Green Gables Forgotten Enchantress documentary, did you go to the little theater in Cocoa Village?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you remember what they did when we were, because we watched, we did the screening, I think, twice that day, or maybe three times. And between each time, they played Charlie Chaplin movies, old silent movies. It was so much fun. I don't remember laughing so hard. And it made me come home and, look them up online. And I just sat there for a while watching, and it was so much fun.
Sure.
It was just a difference to do. But, you were saying you were taking a break from gardening. Gardening is going to be my break today. I have been from 8:30 this morning. My phone hasn't stopped ringing. I've been taking phone calls, setting up appointments. We have a sponsor who wants to work with us, and I was setting up an appointment to speak with him next week. And then, you know, we had our little walking thing, and you were with us for that. And then I had another meeting right after that with Jennifer and Donnie talking about internships. And in between, I've had phone calls and craziness with my air condition. It's still not fixed, but we had the guy come out, do some work on it. And then he said, now you need to call. And I've done everything I can today. You need to call and set up another appointment, you know, and tell them I need a new work order because I can't do what's not on my work order. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I had to go through all of that rigmarole. And then when I called him back, I said, okay, I've done it. He says, well, there's nothing I can do. I have to wait for them to tell me. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Give me a break. And about that time, it was time to take a break with you. So after this, Jennifer and I are going to be on someone else's podcast. And I think when that podcast is done, I am putting on my grubby clothes and I'm going out and I'm just going to pull weeds because I need to get I need to give my brain a break. And I think that's what that's what everybody needs to remember. Whatever your job is, if your job is sitting down at a computer all day long, do something different. Get physical. If your job is physical and you're, you know, maybe digging ditches or putting out pavement or building houses, take a break and do something mental. Do something that's not in your normal day to day, and I think you'll be happier.
You'll be more rounded. Oh, it's just amazing. It's almost like magic. Like you just do something different and different things and cool things just appear before your very eyes all around you. Ideas, new, different things and different people and all kind of stuff.
Well, that's kind of the theory behind this show because, you know, we've been doing the interviews every Thursday night on Unscripted. But it didn't give you and me much chance to do what we wanted to do.
Right.
Which is
and now
just
we're
be
doing
silly.
It.
Just, and, you know, and what we want to do is just be silly Aquarians and have fun for a few minutes every day and bring a little joy into somebody else's life. You know, even though I can't get Tim to stop talking.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of cool. I had to just mute the whole thing. Just kept spooling and spinning and going around. But
that's funny.
And you know how much Barb enjoyed her little gift. So I can't wait. I can't wait to hear from Sharon Black, who was our third gift winner. And then we're going to have another winner this week. And we'll have to decide what we're going to give that person. It's going to have to be something, you know, as equally as unique and special as they happen to be. And let me tell you, let me tell you how many people we have in this week's opportunity drawing. Let me see if I can find, I've got a list here. And in fact, I'm just going to mention their names. I'm going to give them a little shout out. Kids News and Reviews commented with us on Instagram. Econary also did. Now, I know where Econary is. She's one of the Be Unique writers. She lives in Korea. I don't have a clue about Kids News and Reviews. And then another one I don't know about.
Well, the Kids News and Reviews, I believe, is in Canada because I also follow them on Instagram.
Really cool. And we will send a gift to Canada or Korea, if that's the case.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. And I don't know where Best Toaster Oven is, but that's our newest follower on Blog Talk Radio. And Best Toaster Oven might be following because of Unscripted or might be following because of Anna's Here I Am. Or they might be calling for Take a Break. And
maybe.
Oh, when I finish this list, ask me about Spotify. I've got a comment about that.
Okay.
But, you know, Jennifer East called in, and Barb Marino has two entries. The Best Toaster Oven, by following us, gets four entries. Laura Beers commented. Kaylee Albertson, I bet that's a familiar name. Marion Ambrose, Marcy Linton, Kathy Price, Margie Bumgardner, Linda Humphrey, and Karen Burke. She lives in Canada. That's a friend of mine. These are people that have all commented either on social media or have emailed us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com or called into the show. So we've got a lot of entries, a lot of competition here. I wanted to, if I didn't remember, but I did remember, so you don't have to remind me because I remembered.
Spotify?
Spotify. I found out yesterday. I mean, you know, Be Unique Radio is heard in 43 different countries, but also it's listened to on many different platforms. Blog Talk Radio, of course, is where we're hosted, which makes it our host. And it's people listen to us on Bullhorn, Google Play, Podbean, Podcaster, Player FM, Radio Public, Spotify, and Spreaker. And I think there's a new one called Listen Notes that hasn't been updated on the website. But it kind of accidentally, I was listening to Spotify yesterday, and I was listening to music because I wanted some brain music while I could work. And then I got tired of the brain music, and so I listened to some. My favorite music is techno, electronic dance music. I really, really love that stuff. But even that, after a while, got old. So then I was like, oh, let me go back to some of these old songs from my childhood. And then I remembered this one song. My father used to sing it and whistle it. My father was a whistler. It's called Dang Me by Roger Miller.
Dang me.
They ought to go out and hang me.
Should have taken a hang.
But
yeah,
he was, Roger Miller was a very proficient singer. He sang his own music. He sang other people's music. But it was always kind of a lighthearted jab at the working man. But while I was searching on Spotify, I thought, I'm just going to see if what happens when I type in Be Unique Radio.
Right.
I typed in Be Unique Radio, and boom, all of our shows came up in newest show first. You know, you listen to the new show, then you go back to hear the old. But that's not even the good stuff, because you know we have three shows. So I thought, I wonder what happens if I type in Be Unique Radio unscripted. So I did, and only the unscripted shows came up. And I typed in Be Unique, Here I Am, and only Anna's shows came up. Then I typed in Be Unique, Take a Break. I did just Be Unique, Take a Break, and all of our shows came up. And I'm like, dude, this is so cool, because you can go through and pick the shows you want to listen to.
I will say,
and if anyone at Blog Talk Radio is listening, it's a little difficult for listeners to find a particular show, because they don't have where you can search per, you know, if you know the title of a show, you can do that. That's easy. If you know as far as Blog Talk Radio is concerned, Be Unique Radio is one radio show. We actually have three different formats. The way Anna does her show is completely different from the way we do our unscripted. And there's nothing to compare with the Take a Break with Gene and Mary. And
what?
I guess we didn't need to insert a clever title on our headline today because we found a way to work around it and talk, and we've used up our 15 minutes.
Oh, man. Well, you know,
I guess when
you're just taking a break, I guess that's what happens.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be just a break.
Yeah.
And
we can't really do this all day because then we wouldn't get anything else done.
And you know what? We could do this all day.
Yeah.
You and I could sit around and just yak all day long, and except that I think the limit is 2 or 3 hours on podcasts. But we're the kind of people. Oh, speaking of yakking,
yes.
Linda Humphrey is our guest on Thursday night show.
Okay.
And Linda lives in Tennessee. I met her when she lived in Florida. And every now and then she comes back to Florida. Well, this past year in January, just so happened she came back on my birthday. And she and I went out for lunch. And it was supposed to just be lunch, you know, an hour and a half maybe. 4 hours later, we were standing in the parking lot wishing we didn't have to say goodbye. So I definitely can carry a conversation with a good friend for a long time.
Sure. That's awesome.
But well, I guess I need to go ahead and hit this exit button. And tomorrow's show actually is going to be, I think, a hoot and a nanny, a hoot and a half.
It could be
a hoot and three quarters. It's going to be songs. What?
I was going to say we can make it any hoot we want to. If it doesn't hoot quite as big as we want right away, we'll just hoot it right up.
We can give it 5 hoots if we wanted to.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what we're going to talk about tomorrow, right?
What? I can't remember. Sorry.
Songs from our childhood.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I've got fun. I am full of them.
Bring your recorder because it'll be a lot of fun. Tell me real quick, Gene, what year were you born? I want to look up the songs that were popular the year you were born.
It was 1961.
Okay.
And the one I remember, I've looked that up before. The number one song on my birthday was one that I remember. It was I think it was an instrumental, and I remember growing up and loving it. So I don't remember what it was though. So
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Again.
But
I
want to talk about the songs that were popular on the year we were born, but also songs we remember singing as children. And songs we remember singing as young adults or teenagers.
Okay.
And you know, songs, just, you know, fun songs. It's going to be a long show.
Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I also, one of these days, if I find myself over at Green Gables, I have a drum set. We can do a drum roll and cymbal crash, too. On the show.
Yeah.
Time it right, you know?
Yeah.
So,
that'd be kind of cool.
All right. I'll get my recorders for tomorrow. Have a good evening.
Right,
I'll talk to you then.
I will see you tomorrow. And want to just remind everybody, don't forget to go to beunique.org. You can find out a lot about our show, and you can find our trivia question where you can compete. And it's real, real easy. We have one question per week. And this week's question has already been answered, but that doesn't mean that you can't answer it too and get in on the drawing.
Absolutely.
Which of our social media platforms has the most followers? And Gene, do you remember where they can find the hint for that?
Well, I believe it's at beunique.org.
It is. And on our homepage, all of our social media links are right there. So you just click you know, click Facebook and Pinterest and LinkedIn and Instagram and YouTube.
Okay.
And you will, as soon as you click them, one of the things that's going to pop up is how many followers we have. And all I need is for you to email or call us tomorrow with your answer. And if you call, you get extra bonus points this week. This
yeah.
is our one of our bonus weeks. Every week we don't have bonuses, but this is one of those.
Right.
So we've got
yeah.
a bunch of different ways you can in fact, let me say this real quick. If you get a correct answer, you get two entries. If you call in with or without the correct answer, you get three entries. And if you follow the show on Be Unique Radio at Blog Talk Radio, you get four entries for this week.
That's
and Friday,
awesome.
Friday, which is right around the corner. I mean, good gravy. Today
it's like right there.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
Yeah.
Friday, we're going to announce the correct answer and the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll put their gift in the mail wherever in the world they are. If I don't have the address, we'll mention it on the show, and you'll have, you know, I don't know what. We'll give you a week to come back and say, here's my address.
Sure.
And you can just email contact GeneAndMary@gmail.com with
yeah,
your address
anytime.
To announce you as the winner.
Yeah.
And that's
it,
that.
And you can always call and join the show and get an entry just for calling and saying hi, even if you don't answer trivia. And if you ever have something to say and you want us to talk about it on the show and you can't join us live at 12 o'clock Eastern every weekday, then give us an email at contactGeneAndMary@gmail.com, and we'll try to
yeah.
to talk about it. Then you can check us out when it's archived. All right? Hey, Mary, okay. I got to go too.
Yeah. All right, Gene, we'll talk later. Actually, I'm going to see if I can play Tim's promo one last time for our farewell exit.
Do.
Hey, Gene and Mary and all your wonderful listeners. I just want to thank you for having me earlier this month. It was a joy talking to you both. I encourage everyone to take a break with Gene and Mary weekdays at noon.
Bye, everybody.